ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி ஹியர் அபவுட் த வெல்த் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் ஆஃப் அ கேர்ள்ஸ் ஃபேமிலி அஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 353 பென் பை த போயட் காவிரி பூம்பட்டினத்து காரிக்கண்ணனார். Set in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense, the verse sketches the arresting beauty of a maiden. ஆசியில் கம்மியன் மாசு அறப்புனைந்த பொலம் செய்பல் காசு அணிந்த அல்குள் ஈகை கண்ணி இளங்க தை தருமணல் இயல்வோள் சாயல் நோக்கி தவிர்த்த தேரை விளர்த்த கண்ணை வினவலானா வெல்போர் அண்ணல் யார் மகள் என்போய் கூற கேள் இனி குன்று கண்டன்ன நிலைப்பல் போர்பு நாள்கடா அழித்த நனந்தலை குப்பை வல்வில் இளையர்க்கு அல்குபதம் மாற்றா தொல்குடி மன்னன் மகளே முன்னால் கூறி வந்த மாமுதுவேந்தர்க்கு உலக்கி குருதி ஓட்டி கதுவாய் போகிய துதுவாய் எக்கமோடு பஞ்சியும் களையா புன்னர் அஞ்சுதகவு உடையர் இவள் தன்னை மாறே. A verse which establishes context effectively. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Faultless is the attire she wears around her waist, woven with many gold coins made by a goldsmith with flawless skill. Exquisite is the golden necklace she wears as she walks on the spreading sands of the shore. Seeing her visage, you stop the chariot, and now with awestruck eyes you question me, asking, whose daughter is she? O leader, victorious in battles, listen to me now. As if seeing peaks many, stacks of hay have been threshed endlessly, and the heaps of paddy from this effort is rendered to young men skilled with their bows to eat for days together by a king from an ancient lineage, the one who is her father. The great and old kings who came seeking her a few days ago, vanquishing and making blood run in streams, carrying spears that had sharp edges, now blunted in battle, without removing the cotton covering still, they remain with fresh wounds, those terrifying brothers of hers. Let's delve into the details. The poet starts with a description of a maiden wearing gold coins on her attire, skillfully made by a goldsmith, who no doubt carved the golden jewels she wears too. He freezes the image of this lady walking on the shores and tells us how a young prince, one victorious in many battles, had seen her so and had stopped in his tracks. He gets off the chariot to admire her beauty and later seeks out this poet to ask him whose daughter she was. The poet takes it upon him to talk about the girl's father, and to do that, he mentions mounds of hay threshed and heaps of paddy obtained, which are then ceaselessly given to the young bowman day after day by the father, who happens to be a king who comes from an ancient lineage. As the story goes, this king had refused many a king, and in the ensuing battles, the girl's brothers made blood run in streams as they battled with their sharp spears, later blunted in the heavy action. And the poet concludes with the words, "They still have not removed the cotton dressing and roam around with perpetual fresh wounds." No doubt, the words in the mind of that prince must be something in the order of, "What a family." Joking apart, really pitiable is the state of these young men who fall in love with these royal maiden. Wonder if their love is strong enough to bear the assault of such tales of terror about the girl's family. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.